Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on the hospitality, music, and entertainment industry with insider tips and the hottest global guests in the biz. With Dr. D and special LA personal development commentator Mike Gormley. He's a restaurant and bar fixture, a partner with legendary rock star drummer Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui, and he's your radio host. And now, from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
Audio is recording. Hey, Dr. D.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing good. Recovering?
I know you look actually really good for a man that went off the cliff
in a fiery crash. Crashing into boulders.
And you lived to tell about it.
And I was actually...
You are living right now to tell about
I
it.
I am living to tell about it. You know, it's funny when
actually,
people have
Actually, are
those...
you living? Let me check your pulse.
Yeah. Is there one? I don't feel anything.
You tell me.
I don't feel anything. My goodness, it's another Thursday or Saturday or early Sunday morning.
Or Monday, whatever day you're listening.
It's some day. We've kind of lost track of the days.
Well, we also took a couple weeks off there, too.
Well,
we got lazy.
Yeah.
Or I did, anyway.
Well,
how about you?
I would say you kept busy, but you had people, and I can't figure this one out. Who is canceling a scheduled interview in the middle of being locked down? I mean, what else are you doing is what I want to know.
Don't they know what show this is?
Exactly.
I mean, God.
Exactly.
By the way, let's talk about that fiery crash.
What happened?
This is the Jeremiah Show you're listening to.
Yes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely.
Stay with us. We have lots to talk about this hour. And our very, very special guest today is me. And Dr. D.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that rhymes.
This is a rather peculiar way of doing the show these days. I mean, obviously, everybody is communicating more via video, mm-hmm. depending upon which platform you want to use. And I'm not going to go through all the names of them. But the term social distancing needs to be dropped for physical distancing, because we don't want to socially distance.
I forgot to tell you, didn't you read the fine print? You're not supposed to mention social distancing on this show, because I cannot stand that word personally. Oh,
it's awful.
Or Adele. I've added another word to the things we shall not mention.
Can I mention Fleetwood Mac? So what's on our agenda today? What's on the table? What are we cooking?
Did you finish your thought about the words we will not say on the show?
I'm pretty much done.
Distant?
I'm pretty much done with it.
You're done with that? I'm just done with listening to it everywhere I turn.
Oh,
so I just want to talk about something else. Can we change the subject?
And that would be two.
What about this fiery crash you mentioned that you were in?
Alleged.
There was an alleged report of Dr. D
allegedly going over a cliff
in a fiery crash.
Yes, in a Corvette. I landed top down. The car exploded. and I was burned to a cinder, and I lived to tell about it. And we call that fiction. It's not fake news. It's fiction.
Is that why your beard is so nicely trimmed today?
Isn't that, don't you like that?
Good job.
I did this myself. I had to, because my barber is moving to Ventura. And I'm not going to travel to Ventura, but he says he's coming back in the winter.
I trimmed my own beard myself. What do you think?
Yeah, you got a little too close. Yours is a little short there.
All right, let's talk about a couple things.
Please.
It's the fall, Doctor. This is my favorite time of year.
Oh, me too.
So, which means we have coming up, we have Halloween, pumpkin carving.
Ooh.
Ooh. We've got the, I hate to mention this as well because it's over-mentioned.
It's very scary, kids. Ooh.
Pumpkin latte. Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
Yeah.
They're back.
Is that one of your things? It is not.
I've had to shift due to my dietary changes to just 2% milk. I can't even have my latte yet.
No spices? No pumpkins?
Oh, I can have spices. I could try it. I never have, though. And, of course, everybody goes gaga over it, and it's like, really? Yeah. Come on, people. Really?
I think I've had one time.
That's like the McRib sandwich. Here for a limited time.
Oh, it's never. And I've had one of those as well. I tried it all once. I just haven't gone back.
It's like pressed rib meat is what it is.
Well, we got changing in some areas of the world. We've got the trees.
Oh, yeah.
The leaves changing colors.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
They do a little bit here. I wish they did more. I wish we had more of a fall.
Yeah.
Foliage.
But then we'd be called New England.
Yeah.
You know.
You know who's in New England right now who just moved there?
Yes.
Across state? My sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She left good old Santa Barbara. She's living in a cabin. In fact, I was talking to her. We're going to talk a little bit about her road trip today because I'm going to live through her and her road trip across. They drove across, her and Ben, her boyfriend, they drove across the country to a little cabin in Maine.
All the way up in Maine.
They're in Maine. They're holed up there right now.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Are they being chased?
They've got a bag of cash. Couple guns under the mattress. Yeah, they're holed up in a cabin. We shall not give out the address in Maine. Undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm.
So fall, man. I love fall. Isn't it weird? Isn't it strange? I think I've mentioned this before, but like right after the 3-day weekend in September, Labor Day,
right?
It just feels like the temperature changes.
Yeah.
It did for a little bit here, but then we went back up to 90, which I think we're at right now.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, not a fan.
We don't
not
like
a fan.
It. We're not fans.
But I like what you're talking about when we hit September and the shadows change in the afternoon. And that's when I know, when I was a kid growing up, that's when I knew that, okay, school starts, football season starts. We're heading towards the playoffs and the World Series.
Yep.
And then in Arizona and Phoenix, they would hold the Arizona State Fair at the fairgrounds also in October, right around the World Series. So those are wonderful, wonderful things. Of course, we didn't have that leaf-changing thing like, you know, they do back east in New England.
Did you grow up in Scottsdale?
No, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
But, yeah, I'm with you on that. There's something about that transition out of August and summertime, even though officially doesn't end until the 21st of September, 22nd. Mm-hmm. You get that feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not. And even with what we're dealing with, I still got that feeling. Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's like Tuesday, the day after, it's like you feel it. There's a little crispness in the air.
Yeah.
The light changes, which I love.
Yeah.
And now we're getting darker early. I was up at 8:30 last night. And I'm like, oh my God, it feels like 11 or midnight. And I look at my clock, it's like 7:45 to 8:30. I felt like I was
just
in the midnight hour.
Wait until the first Sunday in November when we pull the clocks back. We fall back. And yet, we voted in the last election. We voted on a proposition telling the legislature to pass the legislation to tell Congress we wanted to stop changing the times. Mm-hmm. Do you know where that legislation is? It's on one of the legislators' desks. They said they were holding on to it.
No, I think they solved the issue in the debate a couple nights ago. Wasn't it in that? I thought that was such a productive debate that I think they solved that issue for us in that debate. There was so much in that debate, you know, that if you didn't pay attention, you know, because they resolved all the world's problems.
I think most people missed the subtext. And the coding. If you didn't have your decoder ring, you could not understand the fact that they did solve the problem of world peace, air pollution, climate change, and COVID.
Mm-hmm. They solved
it. But you had to have the decoder ring.
And so much more. You did have to have the decoder ring.
You had to have the decoder ring.
Mine didn't show up in time because the post office, my mailbox had been removed. But other than that, I mean, I think it's on the way. It's somewhere out there with the Peloton we ordered 3 months ago.
Oh my gosh, the Peloton!
Yeah, I might have to get into it on air with Peloton in a little bit here. Is anybody else having trouble getting their Peloton delivered? Although they love to charge you right up front, and they've changed, they've upgraded and downgraded 15 times in between.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, so
what else you got?
Peloton, another happy sponsor.
That's right.
What else do I got?
What else you got?
What else am I going to pull out of my bag of garbage? I wanted to back up on, mm-hmm. what were we talking? Oh, I don't want to get into, you know, we try to stay out of politics and mm-hmm. religion and all the things that I might get hate mail for.
Yeah.
But as a sound, the master sound engineer that you are, Dr. Mm-hmm. D, you watched the debate, I would imagine.
I've only seen clips. I've seen clips of it. That's all. But go ahead.
It was really hard to hear anything because they talked over each other. And I was just thinking about crosstalk mm-hmm. and how on the radio show here, how we work on that with our Zoom
right.
Yes, before they come on, you have them turn certain things off so that mm-hmm. we don't fade out on each other if we speak
exactly.
over each other, if there's
yeah.
crosstalk. We also really put a lot of effort into not talking over our mm-hmm. guests or vice versa.
Right.
So that you can hear the other person. And I thought, God, Dr. D must hate this because they're just talking over each other for an hour and a half straight.
Oh, man. Well, and of course, I've heard, again, not getting into politics here, but I heard that the group that apparently handles the debates, I don't know if it's the Acme National Debate Company or something.
Yeah.
They've suggested, and we'll see if this even works. It probably won't. Unless they get very sensitive microphones that have a very small radius of, in terms of pickup.
Mm-hmm.
If
so they wouldn't
the
pick
one
up.
Person, if the one person, if there's one person who just won't shut the heck up, I don't know. I don't know who that would be.
You can say hell on this show if you like.
That's fine. if they will not follow the rules, their microphone will be turned off. So that the other person can speak. The only problem is if you have the wrong kind of mic, then they're going to be heard off in the distance on the other person's microphone, yeah. and so will everyone in the room.
I solved this problem because I know they're working on new debate rules so this doesn't happen again, right?
Yeah.
I solved the problem for
What's
them.
That?
Glass booths.
Well, you know what? That
and
would be perfect in this COVID era. COVID era.
Why not? Glass booths.
I would say a sealed glass booth. Mm-hmm. And if you won't follow the rules, they remove all the oxygen from it.
I won't say which candidate.
No.
They should remove the oxygen from.
That's right.
But I think they should. And then they should also, like, when he starts talking, they could blow up like $100 bills all around him. You know, he's in that. Remember that old show where they won money and they stepped into the booth?
Either that, or I would suggest that they resurrect the cone of silence from Get Smart. You remember that, don't you?
Yes. So,
and they couldn't hear each other in the cone of silence because it was the cone of silence.
And then one of the candidates should just wear a cone anyway.
There you go.
Like the dunce cap.
There you go. Anyway, and again, we're not saying who.
We're not saying who.
You did make up your own mind.
Could be one or the other.
That's right. Either that, or they put those two in a glass booth, and they suck the oxygen out of the room, the debate room, so everybody passes out, and they don't have to put up with any more of that.
Perfect. Actually, and they could go one step further and just not have them at all or televise them.
That's probably the best way to do it. Just don't televise them.
We've solved the problem.
Just like they do with wrestling. Mm-hmm. Why not do that? Why not make it pay-per-view? Okay? Why not make it pay-per-view?
I kind of felt like I was watching another night. I'm like, I've got to watch this. And I've got to... It felt like the old days when you tune into like a Tyson fight. You had to watch it to see what was going to happen.
It was like watch a train wreck or watching NASCAR waiting for the crash.
You know what else they could do, which would be really great? It might be a deterrence if the person talked over the other person's time in these glass booths. They could just go... poof, and it's like green dye or something all over them, or purple.
Get a dye pack in there from the bank. Poof. I like that. I like that. And they change the color every time they interrupt. And so now they're going to be rainbow.
Yeah.
I think we've gone off the rails here.
We've gone off the rails, but what else are we going to talk about? I do want to talk about my sister. So she moved. So Jennifer used to operate and work at the Biltmore here in Santa Barbara, the Four Seasons Biltmore and the Coral Casino. And, with everything that's happened.
Right.
The shutdown for the 8 months in hospitality.
Yeah.
The Biltmore will not be reopening this year or the Coral Casino as it stands now. So she and her boyfriend, Ben, he's a chef. They found themselves in the position where... rents are high in Santa Barbara, like many people are experiencing right now. There aren't a lot of jobs. There aren't a lot of jobs in their field, their professional field that they've put their lives into, dedicated their entire lives to, and got to the top of their game here in Santa Barbara. So they moved out to the East Coast where Ben's family lives in Pennsylvania. They've got a cabin out there in Maine. And again, we're not going to give out that location, Jennifer, so don't worry.
I'll bet you if they're renting it, they could rent four of those cabins for the price of a one-room shanty here in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how high things are here. And it's unfortunate, but I still say that I am very fortunate that I'm able to live where we do live, up on the hill. That's what I call it, ladies and gentlemen, the hill.
Up on the hill, the hill that you went off the edge in a fiery crash.
Yes, in your Corvette. Landing on its top. And
burnt up to a crisp. Yes.
But live to tell about it. Don't know where that story came from. Have no clue.
And you look so healthy and tanned.
I know, your beard trim.
And, you look like you've lost some weight, Dr. D.
I actually have. Back in July when I went to my medic, my primary care physician. I like to call him a medic. Kind of like Woody Allen talking about his medic. They weighed me, and I was 182 pounds. I haven't weighed myself since. But I do know
now,
this.
Now weighing in at 182 yes, pounds, Dr. D.
In the heavyweight division, and he's going to get pummeled. I actually have to put another hole, or as they call it, loop in my belt, because if I don't, or I don't push my stomach out just a little bit, my pants, even with the belt, will not stay in their preferred position, which actually is not a bad thing because I've been wanting to lose weight, but not the way that I ended up doing it.
Do you wear the belt under the gut or over the gut?
Under
the belt. Okay.
Well, somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. Well, every time I get out of the truck, I got to cinch my pants up. Okay, let me put it that way.
Everybody out there is going, oh my God, they're covering their ears.
There's just too
many details about Dr. D.
I believe this section is called TMI. TMI.
TMI coming to a channel near you.
That's
go ahead.
Right.
Keep. I'm sorry.
So anyway, I have lost some weight, which, like I said, I'm glad about. I'm getting out and doing more work around the house, except when it's warm out. And, of course, you may notice on my arms, I've got lots of bites, mosquito bites, because the mosquitoes are out in force these days. which is really unfortunate.
I've never seen a mosquito in Santa Barbara.
Well, if they're not mosquitoes, there's certainly something that likes to leave little bumps all over your skin. Mm. And boy, I hate it when they itch and you... I shouldn't scratch it. But it's part of living up here, and it's the fall, and it's all the stuff that's going on, and so you just deal with it. But I'm feeling really, really good these days. That's, very excited.
That's good.
I've reinvented myself from the standpoint of adding a new tool to my toolbox, as it were, of video editing, in addition to the audio editing and all the other fun stuff that I do. And it's really kind of cool. I really have a lot of fun doing that.
So
I
know if somebody needs some video editing or audio editing or a recording podcast, contact
Absolutely.
Dr. D.
Yeah,
Dr. D, do you want to give out your information?
Well, they can reach me.
This sounded like a little commercial for you.
An infomercial, that's right,
Might as well follow through.
And now call 1-800-CALL-NOW. Operators are standing by. TMYS at richarddugan.com. TMYS, that's for Tell Me Your Story. That's the name of my program. I won't go any further
Peabody
there.
Peabody nominated. Check it out.
Thank you. And yeah, but I can't believe how much fun I'm having with this stuff. It's just incredible.
With the video editing?
The video editing. And then I have coming up an interview that will air probably in December. I have an interview coming up with James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy. Did your radio just tune out? You got snow coming down?
No, I was going to play some haunted music since it's October.
Oh, that's...
As you're talking, go ahead.
That's very bizarre.
Am I distracting you?
There it is. There it is.
You hear the ghost?
Yes.
Because we're going to talk about ghost kitchens.
Ghost kitchens? Yeah. Well, then we should go into the next segment to talk about ghosts. I'm done.
You're done?
I'm through.
All right.
Well, my career is over.
I don't think my sound effects, I'm not really good at sound effects. I don't think we got to the ghost yet.
Oh. Well, I did hear a little.
All right. All right, so we're taking a break?
Yes, we are.
Let's take a break. It's been too long.
It has.
I'm exhausted. We'll be right back after this short nap. You're listening to Jeremiah Show. We'll be right back. Ghost Kitchen's coming up.
Due to the COVID-19 crisis, Llama Dog was forced to temporarily close the main operations of our bar. Though our bottle shop remains open, the people most affected by this are our employees, an incredible team, and the backbone of Llama Dog. While temporary unemployment will provide some level of support, it will not be enough. For this reason, we are seeking the support of our community for this emergency fundraising campaign to ease the burden of these employees. 100% of the funds we receive through this campaign will go directly to support our team members. Please visit llamadog.com to help. Thank you for helping to ensure that there is a Llama Dog to return to. Stay safe and thank you. We can't wait to see you all for a drink when this is over. Cheers to your health. LlamaDog.com. On Instagram at LlamaDog Tap Room.
Who said it's easy to be loved when you look over your shoulder and don't see the wasteland? Just got to carry what you can. Have the heart of a giant, but know you're a man. Have the heart of a giant, but know you're a man. Have the heart of a giant, but know you're a man. Start small, grow tall. Start small and grow tall. Start small, grow tall. Start small, grow tall.
My name's Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook. It's awesome. Hey, I got a documentary coming out and dropped a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music. Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show, Dr. D and JH. That's me. We're here today talking to you about whatever comes across our minds.
Big J.
We do have a couple topics, and we'll get to them. But if you're a fan of the show and you listen, we usually mention them, we tease them, and then never talk about them at all.
That's right. That's right.
Because we go off on other tangents. I did want to finish up on my sister. You know, she took this road trip. I love road trips, as you know. We've done quite a few road trip shows. I need to get on a road trip. I'm going to take a road trip this weekend, Dr. D.
Seriously?
I think I'm going to drive up north, not too far.
Okay. Where are you going?
But Bob, our good friend Bob Oswax from Bob's Wellbred. He's got he's opening a new store. In fact, it opens today, October 1st. Bob's Wellbred Bakery at the Ballard store. It opens today.
Am I correct? That's in Los Olivos?
Well, okay. So, it's in Los Alamos, actually.
Los Alamos. I beg your pardon.
Well, that's the original.
Okay.
And the second one, it's on... I'll give you the address here. It's 2449 Baseline Avenue in Ballard. So he's been open in his other, in Los Alamos, the original, for 6 years.
Wow.
This Bob's Wellbred, I went and took a bunch of pictures of it last time I was up. When they were remodeling, I snuck in. The construction guys were there. And who the hell is this guy? Took a bunch of pictures. So I've got some pictures. Maybe I'll let Bob will let me share them on the social media, but he designed it with his wife Jane. It's 14 miles south of their flagship store, so it's got outside seating for 40 guests.
Wow.
And when they can seat inside, they can seat 25. By the way, state of California, we're able in restaurants to seat up to 25 percent of our seating as of 2 days ago.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, so John Jackson of Wendell Lighting, he restored the original chandeliers from the Ballard Store restaurant. So this is where it's at. It's in the Ballard Store restaurant. Pretty famous, world famous. The carved wooden panels from the restaurant's bar were painstakingly restored by the Scott Santori of Santori Woodworking, and he integrated it into the new counter there.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, get up there. There's pastries, croissants, ham and cheese croissants, seasonal fruit, so much stuff up there. Great coffee. And Bob has put out a Wellbred wines, which were created by a renowned winemaker and friend of ours, Doug Marjoram.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they've got cold brew on tap. You like cold brew coffee?
Nitro? I haven't really tried that. Although you brought me a can of Starbucks coffee once, and I forget exactly what it was, but it was really, really good.
Yeah, that was, I believe that was the nitro coffee.
I wanted
to get you all jacked up.
Thank you.
So here's a little bit. I love history and kind of behind the scenes and a little bit. So when you go visit a place like this, you've got a sense of where they came from, what was there before. So Ballard, the town of Ballard, was founded in 1881, Dr. D. It was intended as a stagecoach hub between Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. Due to the railways, the hub never took hold. And so Niels Jørgen Nielsen built the 28-by-57-foot stucco general store in 1939 with a gas station where he sold groceries and vegetables to the community. The store changed hands over the years and underwent significant reconstruction. In 1970, John Elliott and his wife purchased the building, removing the gas pumps to make way for the Ballard Store restaurant, which is now where Bob's Wellbred, the second location, is located.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Go check it out.
Great historical location. There's no question. So, I mean, because I live on Stagecoach Road, and that was literally the Stagecoach Road. That was the road the Stagecoach took over the mountains.
Yeah. Isn't it cool?
It's part of it.
Can you imagine those days of the Stagecoach, riding a Stagecoach over the mountain up into the valley?
The road was not paved.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Geez. Must have been hot. And hot and bouncy.
And bouncy, yes.
So Jennifer, so her and Ben, they took a trip back to road trips. They stopped at the Grand Canyon was kind of their first big stop.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I've got some great pictures. I was going to tell you, if you want to look at Jennifer's Instagram of her road trip, it's pretty cool. It's let me give you her Instagram handle here. I think it's at Jen. Yeah, it's at Jen. Higgins 1, J-E-N-H-I-G-G-I-N-S 1. Check it out. So we are going to take a break in a moment here, but I got to give you a sense of what she did. So she went to the Petrified Forest National Park.
Been there.
Which is an old dinosaur swampland.
Mm-hmm.
They walked through the Crystal Forest. What is the Crystal Forest? You've been there? Cool. You remember?
Well, I've been to the Petrified Forest. I'm not familiar with the Crystal Forest.
So there are superstitions there, Dr. D.
Of course there are.
Like they have in Hawaii, you know, with the shells. If the tourists take the shells, bad luck will follow you back to the mainland or wherever you go.
Yep.
So they've got the same kind of superstitions in the Petrified Forest National Park. If you take a piece of petrified wood back, bad luck will happen to you. So the park rangers have told her that they constantly get pieces of petrified wood mailed back to them because people have taken them and then bad things start happening to them and they freak out and they like send it back and hope that the bad luck will go away if they send the wood back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is a certain truth to that because you shouldn't be taking those kinds of things. I mean, you know, because the next thing you know, some guy's going to back his truck in there and try to take one of the giant logs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, these are like they're like rock, petrified. You know, it's like rock, but it's wood, and it's just because of the way that it decayed, if you will. So,
right.
There you go.
Did you read Huckleberry Finn?
I did.
Well, the Mammoth Cave National Park was another place that they visited. Mark Twain was inspired and wrote about it in Huckleberry Finn, where Jesse James hid out after a bank robbery. So they took, you know, because they were running from the law as well with their bags of money back to the cabin in Maine. She's going to kill me for that. You know, they kind of visited. They took the route that Jesse James took. They figured if it worked once, maybe it would work twice.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So they went down the Lost River Cave and a historical and geological gold mine. Wow. They went to the Mammoth Cave National Park. And then another highlight was in Nashville, and I got a hold of our good friend, country music artist Palmer Anthony, who was actually in Texas on tour, I believe.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't in Nashville when they went through, but I asked him, you know, where they should check out, what kind of music they should check out. And Palmer Anthony, you got to go check him out on Spotify. Such great music. Palmer was so cool. He said, go to Lower Broadway. If you ever go out to Nashville, the best music is on Lower Broadway. Go to Rippy's, Tootsie's, or Honky Tonk Central. So Jennifer hit it up all night, and she started posting stuff on Instagram at like 4 or 5 a.m. So they must have had a good time.
Apparently.
And they were out in Nashville, so that was a highlight. And they made it to Maine safely. They're in their cabin right now.
Great. Counting the money.
Counting the money, resting up, and peeking out the windows. Welcome to Maine, Jennifer. Welcome to Pennsylvania. And we'll be right back on The Jeremiah Show.
At Llama Dog Tap Room and Bottle Shop, we do craft beer a little differently in Santa Barbara. We offer a revolving tap that changes every day, and we also offer local wines. We are the craft beer bottle shop that actively seeks out the finest craft beer in the world to serve you. We have 20 different tap beers that change every day to ensure that you always have the best selection. We keep our bottle shop full of different craft beer from around the world. Within the Llama Dog building, you can find The Nook, which has a flavor-bursting menu for lunch or dinner that pairs well with beer. Whether you are located in Santa Barbara, California, or the surrounding communities, Llama Dog Taproom and Bottle Shop is the place to go for wine and beer. What you really find at Llama Dog Taproom and Bottle Shop is a great experience. Llama Dog Taproom and Bottle Shop, located in the Funk Zone. Revolving 20 craft beers on tap and wine on tap, plus craft beer and bottle shop. Voted best of 2020 in theindependent.com, llamadog.com, on Instagram at Llama Dog Taproom. Stay safe, and thank you. We can't wait to see you all for a drink when this is over. Cheers to your health.
I had to leave in a hurry. I only saw what they let me see. You broke a heart that loved you. Now you can seal up the book and not write anymore. I've been walking that lonesome valley, trying to get to heaven before they close the door. People on the platforms, waiting for the trains. I can hear their hearts beating like pendulums swinging. Think that you've lost everything. Find out you can always lose a little more. I'm just going down the road feeling bad, trying to get to heaven before they close the door.
Hey, it's Tim Stack here, and I just did The Jeremiah Show and had a really, really great time. Check me out at TV's Tim Stack on Twitter.
So we were going to talk about ghost kitchens, but first I wanted to talk about...
There he goes again.
Richard's looking at me like, just give me the sound effects and I'll put them in there professionally for you. Quit trying to do it on your own. It doesn't even sound like a haunted house. It sounds like
the radio station's off, just slightly off.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll get rid of mine. How about this one? I have a better one.
Okay.
How about this for it's not a ghost, but does that work? That's a wolf.
Yeah.
So that sound effect. Those are wolves.
That's a werewolf. That's what that is.
That's a werewolf.
Oh,
in the station somewhere, Dr. D. Very, 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 very scary. or maybe it's in your back seat if you're listening on the radio.
Could be.
You always got to check that back seat when you get in
always.
The car.
Always. I always find that funny when I'm watching a movie or a television show and it's night and a woman gets in the front seat and I'm going, did you look
check
in the
back?
Did you look in the back at all? No.
Okay, I do want to, before we get into this, I want to, you know, we like to catch people doing good things and mm-hmm. point it out. And I have you heard of the Wolf of Wall, of, excuse me, not Wall Street, the Wolf of Westlake?
Yeah. I mean, this sounds familiar, but not the story. I don't recall ever the story itself, but that sounds familiar.
Let me tell you about him. Brandon Please. Wolf is his name. He's known as the Wolf of Westlake. He has been giving money to small businesses and people in Ventura County during this pandemic. This week, he made a generous donation to farm workers in Oxnard that were out there in the heat. He offered farm workers money to show appreciation for the hard work that they do. They initially said no, but then they graciously accepted a gift of $100 each. So he's been giving away money for 20 years now to people that need it. And he's given away $50,000 in the last couple of months.
Wow.
He was giving $1,000 tips to servers that had lost their jobs. Anyways, you can check him out on Instagram at Wolf of Westlake, and it's WOLFE. Of Westlake.
That's impressive.
Yeah, very, very cool. I'm going to try to get him on the show.
That's impressive.
All right, so 25% restaurants opening up 25% of their business inside or their seating. Just the math isn't there. It just does not work. And so that's why I want to talk about ghost kitchens, because I think it's not looking great out there for restaurants for the foreseeable future, for the next year or two. And you've got to look at other ways of making money. Ghost kitchens is my recommendation. But opening 25% of your restaurant, I mean, typically a restaurant will, when they're at 100% capacity, they're lucky if they make 6 cents is the national average this 2019 on the dollar. So, you know, you rent, everything goes up. You're even if you have less employees, you've still got a skeleton crew of, and labor minimally is about 40% right now, with restaurants serving about 35% or hitting about 35% of their sales from last year. So they're really off. Restaurants are really off the mark. And delivery and takeout and patio seating, I've pulled maybe 10 really good restaurants that I've worked with recently in the last couple of days, and they are all operating again at about 30 to 35% of what they used to bring in. Mm. So when you've got these high-end costs, your rent, fixed costs, such as rent, such as utilities, all your direct operating costs, your employee labor, your food costs is going up as well. You're upside down.
Yeah.
And so we're building business proformas for restaurants right now, where we can show them what it looks like for the next 5 years for them based off of 25% over the next year of business, maybe 40% until the third quarter of next year when there's possibly a vaccine out there and they're able to open more of the seating, and getting back to maybe 100% in 2023 at the end of the third quarter in 2023. So if we look at those scenarios, you're just upside down still.
Yeah.
And you got to look at other ways to make revenue. I really recommend if you get out of your lease and if you are looking for a way to keep your restaurant alive, take your menu down, take it to a ghost kitchen, and really concentrate on delivery and right now, and take out and cut your costs down to a manageable percentage mm-hmm. and a better profit
yeah.
at the bottom line to ride this storm out.
And HJL can help them do that.
We can. So give us a call, hjlrestaurantadvisors.com. And you can also get me at the Jeremiah Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Due to the COVID-19 crisis, Llama Dog was forced to temporarily close the main operations of our bar, though our bottle shop remains open. The people most affected by this are our employees, an incredible team, and the backbone of Llama Dog. While temporary unemployment will provide some level of support, it will not be enough. For this reason, we are seeking the support of our community for this emergency fundraising campaign to ease the burden of these employees. 100% of the funds we receive through this campaign will go directly to support our team members. Please visit llamadog.com to help. Thank you for helping to ensure that there is a Llama Dog to return to. Stay safe and thank you. We can't wait to see you all for a drink when this is over. Cheers to your health. LlamaDog.com. On Instagram at Llama Dog Tap Room.
I'm Brooke Williamson, Top Chef, Season 14 winner, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, so don't go away.
You're listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Find all of our past shows on iTunes, podcasts, The Jeremiah Show.
There he goes with his sound effects again.
I did not expect. Ghost I don't know kitch. Why.
I scared you. Again.
I know. It's like, why?
You'd, you'd expect it at this point on the show.
Do you remember SCTV?
No.
They had one. Well, they had a character on there, one of the guys who has gone on to make movies and stuff. And he used to do kind of like a Dracula kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they created on SCTV this thing called Smell-O-Vision.
Okay, I remember
that. And they would zoom in and out of something. Ooh, and he'd go, ooh, very scary, kids. Ooh, very scary. So is your sound effects.
So ask me what a ghost kitchen is.
What's a ghost kitchen?
Oh, I'll tell you, Dr. D.
Boo.
Thank you for asking. It's a professional kitchen, so they call them cloud kitchens or online kitchens. But this is where I think it's going right now.
Okay.
Okay? This is where I think you should, if you're opening a restaurant, consider this first. Okay. If you have a brick and mortar restaurant and you're going to lose your lease, unfortunately, and I feel really sorry for you if you are, or if you just cannot keep the brick and mortar open because you can't seat people inside, mm-hmm. and the winter months are coming for most restaurants around the world, this is going to be very hard for them to seat people outside with these makeshift patios that they've built, mm-hmm. at a cost of about $25,000 right now, mm-hmm. on average.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. Restaurant owners closed down, and then they had to come up with reopening, and they also had to build these makeshift patios in front of their restaurants. for $25,000. It's just one hit after another. So consider a ghost kitchen. And what is a ghost kitchen? It's a professional kitchen, which is utilized by several different delivery only or takeout food brands. So you can share a space with someone. You can find a kitchen that maybe your restaurant has a kitchen now that's not being utilized. Lease it out, rent it out. See if you can do that to other delivery companies, other restaurants, other food companies. Share the kitchen, share the cost. So there's usually no seats. It's all online. You can't really go to a ghost kitchen. This is where the food is prepared and is boxed up and sent out in delivery. Uber Eats, DoorDash, Restaurant Grubhub. Connection, Grubhub, mm-hmm. all these different delivery
services,
and they've also reduced pricing there in delivery to 20%. DoorDash just had a 2-month free. A lot of your POS companies will offer free delivery right now. There's specials, so check into that. A survey shows that the ghost kitchen market size has reached up to $3.4 billion in the current year. It's 20% higher than last year. The prediction is that it will grow 5% every year and hit $4.2 billion by 2024. Hmm. So there's how much time do I have, Dr. D?
You got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. So I want you to think about a couple things here real quick before we take off for the day. If you're going to go into delivery or ghost kitchens, plan your concept out, find a commercial kitchen, become a real stickler for consistency and quality with your food. Look at smart packaging. Packaging is a billboard for your brand right now. Quality assurance stickers give guests confidence in your operations. Proper packaging for different food. Don't put a salad in a burger clamshell case. Really research your packaging. Make sure that it travels home well, that it's almost as good as it was, if not as good as it was in the store, in the restaurant that you used to operate. Find a strong delivery partner. Really negotiate those terms so that you're making money. Use impactful marketing solutions, and connect with me. Call me. We'll help you out with all of that. Again, HGL Restaurant Advisors or thejeremiahshow.com. Everybody have a great week. Get out there in the fall. Enjoy yourself and listen more, communicate, and evolve. Have a great week.
At Llama Dog Tap Room and Bottle Shop, we do craft beer a little differently in Santa Barbara. We offer a revolving tap that changes every day, and we also offer local wines. We are the craft beer bottle shop that actively seeks out the finest craft beer in the world to serve you. We have 20 different tap beers that change every day to ensure that you always have the best selection. We keep our bottle shop full of different craft beer from around the world. Within the Llama Dog building, you can find the Nook, which has a flavor-bursting menu for lunch or dinner that pairs well with beer. Whether you are located in Santa Barbara, California, or the surrounding communities, Llama Dog Taproom and Bottle Shop is the place to go for wine and beer. What you really find at Llama Dog Taproom and Bottle Shop is a great experience. Llama Dog Taproom and Bottle Shop, located in the Funk Zone. Revolving 20 craft beers on tap and wine on tap, plus craft beer and bottle shop. Voted best of 2020 in the independent.com, llamadog.com, on Instagram at Llama Dog Taproom. Stay safe and thank you. We can't wait to see you all for a drink when this is over. Cheers to your health.
I fell into your arms a long time ago, arms that I felt I could call, hearts on fire, warm inside at night. Would you know the storm was about
Hi, this is comedian Maz Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at hjlrestaurantadvisors.com. Check out our website at thejeremiahshow.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at Show Jeremiah on Twitter and Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Evolve.
The clouds would catch the colors of red and yellow. The moon fire, the clouds were beautiful, the most beautiful sky in the land. The clouds would catch the colors.